Coming soon on the Dance Music Sex Romance podcast.
You cannot talk about the Minneapolis sound without pushing this album to the forefront of the conversation.
I had always kind of assumed that everybody knew who Jamie Starr was, because it's like kind of obvious, you know, like this guy named Jamie Starr shows up, he's producing for Warner Brothers, nobody's ever seen him, and also there's all of these vocals on the Times first album that are very clearly Prince.
This is squarely funk, it's squarely R&B, it's squarely something that can be defined, unlike Prince's music that was kind of all over the place.
Right.
Darling Niecy and Harold Pride are back to discuss the first album by The Time on the 40th anniversary of its release. We're going to talk about every track, where it fits in The Time's catalog, as well as Prince's, and the legacy of this album 40 years after its release. This episode will be available on your podcast service of choice in just 1 week. If you want to listen to it a week early, you can check out my Patreon at patreon.com/princesongs. Me and you.